Hi, and welcome to our reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing in our series in the Gospel of John, where we are asking the question, how do we love others like Jesus does? This week we are reflecting on the importance of truly seeing others, of looking beneath the surface to find out what a person is really like. So often we make snap judgments about people based on our initial glimpses of them. And these judgments can stop us from developing deeper relationships with someone because we have this negative impression of what that person is like. But every person is made by God and in his image. This means that they are intricate and complex and so cannot possibly be known by a first glance impression. Jesus teaches us to look beyond the surface and learn to see the person that they truly are. So we're going to look at the passage at the end of John's chapter 1, but I want to read it in a couple of sections as we consider what it means to truly see others. So first reading from John 1, 43 to 46. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. As Jesus began his earthly ministry, he started to call people to follow him. And one of the people he approached is Philip, and he says to Philip, "Follow me." Philip's first response after accepting the invitation to follow Jesus is to head off to find Nathanael and tell him all that had happened. I can imagine Philip running excitedly up to Nathanael, perhaps panting with both exertion and excitement. "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." I don't know what reaction Philip was expecting. Perhaps shock, perhaps wonder, perhaps questioning. What he received probably wasn't what he expected. Nathanael heard Philip's comment and immediately seems to react with a dismissive and insulting response. "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael was from Cana, another town in Galilee, and there was clearly a sense of rivalry and tribalism between the different villages and towns in the area. Clearly, the people from Cana considered themselves better than those from Nazareth. Additionally, Nazareth seemed such an insignificant place that the idea of someone so significant to the future of the whole of Israel coming from there felt pretty ridiculous. And so Nathanael responds with this scornful comment about Nazareth instead of the excitement that Philip might have expected. Now, if we only look at the character of Nathanael from this part of the story, we would probably be highly critical of him. At first glance, he appears rude, prejudiced, and discriminatory towards Nazarenes. We might also comment on his foolishness at dismissing Jesus without even meeting him, purely because of where he had lived. We might condemn this kind of behaviour, but if we're honest with ourselves, we all experience this kind of behaviour. As I said earlier, we are so quick to make snap judgments about people. And Nathanael seemed to make a snap judgment about Jesus because of where he lived. But what things cause us to make snap judgments? How can we identify our own biases so that we can learn to prevent them from impacting how we perceive people? Thankfully, for Nathanael, and for us, his first reaction does not stop him from discovering more about Jesus. And our first reactions to the gospel and to other people don't stop us from discovering more about about who Christ is and what he means. So I'm going to continue reading, so from John 1, 46 to 51. "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So despite Nathanael's insulting comment about Nazareth, Philip is not deterred. And he is so determined to introduce Nathanael to Jesus that he immediately issues the invitation, "Come and see." Philip knows that if Nathanael meets with Jesus, his attitude will change. And so he implores Nathanael to see Jesus for himself. I love the contrast that we see between the initial responses of Nathanael on one hand and Jesus on the other. So as we've already discussed, Nathanael reacts by hearing where Jesus was from and making this judgment and assuming he knows who this person is going to be. Jesus, on the other hand, looks, truly looks at Nathanael. Jesus sees more than just a random man from Cana. He sees an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Jesus sees into the man's heart. Nathanael's response to this is naturally one of bewilderment. "How do you know me?" he asks. Nathanael knows that he has never met Jesus before, and yet Jesus seems to know him intimately. When Jesus looks at people, he doesn't just look at the surface and make these judgments. Jesus sees and knows the entire person, looking deep into the heart of them. He sees you and knows you intimately. He sees and knows everyone around you intimately. So Nathanael asks, "How do you know me?" And in response to that question, Jesus says, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Now, that seems a really quite strange response, but according to some commentators, people would sit under the shade of a fig tree to study the law and to meet with God. So it's possible Jesus was basically saying that he saw Nathanael as he, Nathanael, met with God. Jesus's knowledge of Nathanael was divinely inspired, and so he was able to see instantly what kind of man Nathanael was. Now, we don't normally have this kind of divinely inspired wisdom that allows us to know people immediately. But we can get to know people by building relationships and intentionally learning about who they are. We learn to follow Jesus, not just in what actions he took, but also in the way he behaved. Jesus demonstrated the need for us to see people for how they are and for not for the presumptions that we make at first glance. This is such an important message for us. So many miscommunications, arguments, distrust, hatred, and even wars start with our refusal to see people as more than our initial presumptions. When we choose to intentionally get to know people, we are choosing to put aside our agendas and prejudices and instead to listen to their story and attempt to understand their interpretation of the world. This is something Jesus was an expert at, and he calls us to develop similar abilities. Listening to people and truly hearing what they are saying is so important. Is there anyone that God is calling you to truly listen to? Is there anyone that God wants you to truly look at and see the person that they truly are? When we look, we might be surprised by what we find. When Nathanael realizes how intimately Jesus knows him, he declares, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus comments, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree." Now, that isn't why Nathanael realizes how or why he declares about Jesus. I mean, of course it isn't. It's more to do with how intimately Jesus knows Nathanael. Nathanael recognizes that Jesus has seen deep into his soul. He saw him while he was under the fig tree meeting with God. Jesus saw him at that time of private connection with the Holy One. And so he knew his very soul. And there is something truly amazing about being known, recognized, being recognized for who you are. Jesus recognizes us. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Nathanael realized that and responded by worshipping God. How do you respond to the knowledge that you are fully known by God? How can you help others realize and respond that they are fully known by God? So as we reflect on the question, how do we love others like Jesus does, we can see the importance of taking time to get to know people. Jesus saw to the heart of people and he knew their value and their worth. As we go about our business this week, let's make an effort to take time to see the heart of the people around us. Open your eyes to the true value and worth that is being given to people by God rather than the things that the world says of them. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you see our hearts and you know us intimately. You know our thoughts before we even think them. You know the words on our lips before we say them. You know the actions we are taking before we take them. And you love us and care for us. Lord, help us to seek to intentionally know other people in a way that is a deep and meaningful relationship. Lord, let us seek to make true friendships with other people, to choose to listen to their story, to understand who they are, not what society says of them, not what our own biases or prejudices say of them, but hearing what they say of themselves, hearing them tell their story. Lord, we know there is power in listening to the stories of others, of letting them reveal who they are. And so, Lord, we pray that this week you will help us and guide us as we learn to stop, to look, to listen with your eyes and with your ears, so that we see the true person instead of just our first initial glances. Lord, help us not to make any snap judgments, but instead to see a person's true value and worth as it is given to them by you. Amen.